You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the WayFM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's what's going on today.
In the retail world, Black Friday has been used to name the day after Thanksgiving because it's been known to be the busiest shopping day due to Christmas shopping season. I mean, people are trying to get out there right after Thanksgiving and they're trying to say, I got to get those Christmas gifts. If you haven't already gotten into it, you definitely want to get in. But these days, Black Friday is getting out of hand. Now we have companies like Amazon causing mayhem by already offering what they call, quote, Black Friday deals months ahead of time. So tomorrow marks Amazon's Prime Early Access Sale, and this is their second Prime Day type sale in 1 year.
Wait a minute, it's tomorrow?
Yes.
How in the world? My wife hit me up the other day. She's like, hey, you know that thing we wanted, like one of the Dot versions of Alexa or whatever? She's like, it's on super sale today.
No.
And so we got it early. Did we pay too much?
Well, I don't know. You may have. So here's the thing. Okay, so the sale starts tomorrow. It ends on Wednesday. And Prime members are given supposedly first access to discounted products, or so it seems. This article I found claims that these deals aren't really deals at all. So third-party sellers are typically having the original price of the item crossed out, and then you see the discounted price at the bottom.
Right.
So you get to see that big deal that you got. But this article claims that these companies are actually lying about the original price.
Oh.
So let me give you an example. Let's say there is an Alexa Dot whatever that you want. It typically sells for, let's say, $200. Well, they're going to claim that the original price is $300, and then they'll give you at it, quote, marked down to $250. So they're still making a profit.
Oh, that's evil.
By lying.
Oh, that's evil.
So you could be a victim.
I might have been, actually. Dadgummit, that's crazy. Yeah, you get those. You think you're getting a deal because everybody wants to save a little bit of money. And money's important right now.
Especially,
you know,
with inflation.
Yeah, exactly. And so you're trying to save anywhere you can. And if they're taking advantage of that, that is just completely wrong. Speaking of taking advantage, this is kind of cool. We start our support drive on Tuesday of next week, and we had somebody that's like, you know what, I'm going to do it right. I'm not going to take advantage of people. I'm going to put up $55,000. It's the biggest pre-support drive match we've ever had, and they're like, anyone that chooses to support WayFM like we do, we're going to match them dollar for dollar. So no shenanigans, no bait and switch, none of this nonsense happening. It's like, if you give $100, it becomes $200. If you give $1,000, it becomes $2,000. If you do a monthly gift, it becomes whatever your monthly gift is, doubled. Dollar for dollar, all the way up to $55,000. That's a big deal, especially when we're staring down inflation and the economy like it is. Somebody stepping up at that level makes a huge difference for your WayFM as we head into support drive. And we got to end at 100%. And so they're giving us a shot, and you could partner with them.
Yes. Yeah, so if you text the word give to 91979, you can get involved right now. That's give to 91979.
And the deadline's going to be Monday the 17th. But if you want to start off early and be like one of the first people in to take advantage of this amazing generosity and be part of the fabric of WayFM, you can do that now. Just like Betty said, text the word give to 91979. Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little booyah your weekend where you give us a story of something that happened and we'll go around the room, give you a boo or a yay. And if you get more yays than boos, you win a prize. Let's do one here as a practice round. Betty Rock, I'd love to hear your booyah your weekend.
So I think I've shared with this that I have two friends. They're now roommates, but they wanted to move into this house on separate weekends because they thought it would be too hectic with them both trying to move in at the same weekend.
You've been helping them move for about 2 years now. That's what it seems like.
I know that's how it seems, but we were on our third week.
Unbelievable.
And I believe we're done. But anyways.
Can I boo your friends? I literally want to boo your friends for dragging you through moving. It's bad enough to drag a friend through a move one weekend, much less 3 weekends for two different people. Boo on them.
Well, I'm going to be interested now to hear what you have to say about this. So we're on our third weekend. And I realized that everyone that was there, that was helping, are on a diet.
Oh, no. So that means no free pizza.
So that means no food.
Oh. Wait, they didn't provide food?
Boo!
They did, but it was diet-friendly food.
You need carbs and protein at that point. If you're lifting washers and dryers, you need protein.
I wasn't doing that at all.
Salads don't complete that.
Watching people lift washers and dryers, you need protein.
So anyways, I went and got my own food.
Because that's the whole thing. When you're moving, like, Gavin, you're young. So, like, when you're at this stage of life, you help your friends move. I'm surprised Betty Rock is still. I would have sent a check for a moving company just to get out of it. I mean, like, here's a couple $100. Hire somebody. And so, like, you're going to be helping people move for a while. It's just part of growing up. But there's always that understood that they're going to provide pizza or something for you. And so they didn't provide pizza, but health food?
Well, I mean, they saw it as a win because they're keeping everyone healthy. Mm. And
Versus happy, though.
Do me a favor. Do me this favor. It'll be good for all of us. Don't ever introduce me to these two friends because I will not be able to hold my tongue. I don't like people taking advantage of you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, wow, this is going really deep.
I'm very protective of you, and I think you were wrong. So I am not booing you. I'm yaying you for helping your friends continually.
Thank you.
You're a great friend. I'm booing them. They are the worst friends ever. 100% horrible friends. Get new friends. All right. So there you go. That's how we do it.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm on fire today. I am. 855-33-WAY-FM. The things I get passionate about is crazy. I should take on some serious things sometimes and funnel this, but no. 855-33-WAY-FM. Give us your boo-yay, your weekend story, and we will boo your yay it and maybe win a prize. What do you got?
I have went to the dollar store, and there was this lady in there, and she was trying to pay for her stuff, and I guess she didn't have enough money. She went out to her car, so I just paid for her stuff for her. She come back, and then the cashier told her, she's like, you know, she paid for your stuff, and she's like, oh, are you serious? She's like, God bless you, you know? So we leave. I'm going to leave, and I get halfway down the road, and I'm like, you know, God telling me. She's like, some told me to turn around. And I did a complete illegal U-turn, come back, and the lady's got her hood up. So I was like, you know, do you need some help? She's like, yeah, I need my car jumped off. So I jumped her off, and we got to talking, and she's like, you know what? She's like, I want to give you my number. She's like, you know, I want to invite you in my church, and, you know, if you knew my story of my life, you know, I was like, that was something that I really needed. I've been looking for a church up here, but.
Now, are you going to go check out her church?
I was going to, you know. Just everything in life, you know, with my kids, and I'm always running, and, you know, every weekend when she invites me, it's like something is there, so.
Well, you know, here's a way to think of it, Hillary. You know how you felt God was leading you to do something and you followed through with it and made her day? She might be on the same end of that spectrum where, you know, it's like God telling her, hey, invite this lady to church. It'll be good for her. And so, you know, you saying yes actually will give her the same feelings about being there for you as you had when you were there for her. So just something to think about, maybe.
Absolutely. I'm going to call her up and go Sunday.
There you go. I think that's great. Well, Hillary, thanks for being on the show with us today. I mean, I think we're both going to yay that, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
There's nothing to boo.
Yeah, I made an assumption, you know. Uplifting Way FM, that's Brandon Heath, See Me Through It, new music from him. I like that song. And it's one of the things, it's a good reminder for people when you're going through something that there is a God who loves you and will see you through things. He doesn't take us around stuff, you know? We talk about these kind of big concepts and, you know, God protect me from this and protect me from that. And it's not always the case about hardships in life. You're not always spared them. But God does promise to walk through them with you, you know, and carry you through these moments. And these are the kind of things that we play in music that are good reminders for people as they go through life and difficult things. And it happens every day here at Way FM because people choose to support this ministry. We have Support Drive coming up next week, and it's really cool. Somebody that listens to the station just like you popped in with a huge match, a $55,000 match. That's the biggest pre-kickoff Support Drive match we've ever had. And what they're asking you to do is support what they love and believe in as well, to the tune of a dollar for dollar match. So every dollar you give, regardless of what it is, they are going to match it all the way up to $55,000. And that makes a big difference going into a Support Drive already having, you know, a leg to stand on, if you will, you know?
Yeah, and maybe you want to have ownership of what you hear right here on your Way FM. You hear those stories of people's lives being changed. You can take ownership in that, knowing that you've done something just by being part of this dollar for dollar match. When you text the word give to 91979. That's give to 91979.
I can't tell you enough the difference this makes going into something already ahead a little bit than like starting from zero and building up. It's definitely more difficult. And especially, man, as you look at where we're looking at financially and in the country with the thoughts and fears of recessions and all of this stuff and inflation, like doing support drives and existing on people's generosity is a little terrifying. But boy, we've seen God show up in good people time and time and time again, and we're hoping and praying that that's going to be the same story here. So if you want to help out and get Your Way FM on the right foot to get this thing started off, it is so needed. And again, your gift, if you've ever thought, oh, I mean, what's $500 going to do? Well, A, don't ever say that. It makes a difference. And B, it will turn into $1,000 just like that. Or a $30 a month gift would be $60 a month. Your gift has extra oomph right now, but only through Monday. So if we can get you counted in towards this, that would be fantastic. Just again, text the word give to 91979 to be part of our biggest support drive pre-launch ever.
Monday school is what Wally learned at church in 3 minutes or less. Think of it as like the Twitter version of church.
So we've been looking at the fruit of the spirits, and we were down to the last one. Oh boy, it's the one I was dreading the whole time.
What?
Self-control. Like, what's he going to say about self-control? Because it's tough because it touches so many parts of our lives. You know, what comes to mind when you think about self-control, Lady Rock?
Making sure I make the best decisions on my anger.
Oh, I love that. That's really good.
Yeah.
Like, because again, like eating, anger, addiction, pleasure, all these things involve self-control. And our pastor, though, had an angle on this that I had never really thought of when it comes to self-control. He went on the fact that we're called to be salt and light in the world, the salt of the earth and the light of the world, because the world is broken and it's decaying. And it wants us to look like them, but it takes self-control in all areas of our lives to avoid becoming like the world or looking like the world. And, oh, you know, I hadn't really thought of that. I was thinking of it more personal than I was thinking of it being outwardly towards other people. And so, like, when he actually took, this is really interesting, though. He took through the sin entering society all the way back to the Bible, even. You know, it happens in stages. It starts with shock. Like, what is this that's going on in our society now? Like, when Gone with the Wind, the movie from all those years ago, it was banned because of the one swear word.
Oh.
It was banned. People wouldn't play it. It was, like, so jarring and shocking.
Things have changed.
Exactly. Look where we are now with movies and TV. So it moves from shock to then tolerance, where I guess it's okay, to acceptance. Like, oh, yeah, this is what we do now. It's the new norm. Then it becomes promoted, and finally it's embraced. And you can list a ton of things in our society today like this: violence, sex, abortion, gender, transgender. They've all followed this same path, and it goes to erode our values, and it destroys our society ultimately, you know? And so it takes self-control to look different than the world, and we need to change that cultural narrative. But we do not do it by accepting wrong, but we also don't have to condemn those who don't believe like we do. Mm-hmm. This is a really good point. He said, love is not agreement. Because you love someone doesn't mean you have to agree with them. And I think people on opposite ends of the spectrum don't see it that way, especially as the outside world looks at Christians. They think if we don't agree with them, we don't love them. Mm-hmm. And that's not the case. And disagreement is not hate.
That's the narrative in our culture right now, that if you don't agree with me and if you don't support and if you don't embrace and celebrate everything I'm doing that I've made up in my own world, then you hate me. Mm. And that's a problem, because we need to lead with love, and it's possible to disagree, you know, agreeably. And so I just thought that was a really big point on self-control, because it takes self-control to not look like the world. And it takes a lot of self-control to love like Jesus loved.
Amen.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. That is your Monday School for today.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's what's going on today.
So in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian, as it rolled through Florida and just left widespread damage, you see some of the pictures and you hear the stories. And there was this lady who was going through her belongings. Her name's Alice. And she wept as she was picking through soggy clothes and toys and furniture that had piled up high outside of a stranger's house, looking to salvage something, you know, for herself and her four children. She says, I'm trying to make it to the next day. Mm. And I think that's the thing we forget about a lot of times in these situations, is once the worst part is over, the storm is over, the aftermath is really bad.
Yeah, and the world moves on, you know, and the news coverage stops coming. The news media, they leave, but that doesn't mean that the locals get to leave.
Exactly. And when it first happens and you get through it, you're just thankful to be alive. Like, mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, I'm thankful to be alive. Then reality sets in and it's like, I still have to live. And what does that look like? And what does it look like every day, you know, while people try to get back to normal, you know? And the emotional toll in days and weeks and months after a hurricane can be crippling for people. And they're just trying to find the needs to survive. And mental health takes a back seat. This is the time a lot of people should be talking to somebody. Mm-hmm. But you can't, because you just got to get through it, mm-hmm. you know? And it's tough. And so we are off the air in Fort Myers where it hit. We're on in Naples, but we're trying to get our signal back up. It's good that Naples is still there, because Naples took a hit as well. But we're working hard to get Way FM back on the air so that people who need hope can have that in their ear constantly. That's the beauty about Way FM and what it does for people on a daily basis. When you walk through some of the mundane things of life, you know, the not so tragic and the tragic, God is the God of all of that.
Exactly. And what I love too about when you partner with your Way FM, it reaches so many people. I mean, we've heard from people that are in prison, that are locked up, and saying, man, what I hear on Way FM just gives me the encouragement that I need throughout the day to keep going. And maybe you want to be a part of that. You want to play a part, and it's easy to do that. When you text the word give to 91979, we'll send you a link on how you can get involved. That's give to 91979.
Yeah, we got our pre-support drive happening right now. It starts tomorrow, or starts next week, support drive does. And so we're trying to get ahead of this, and so somebody stepped up big time to the tune of $55,000. They're like, hey, we're going to put this up, and every dollar that comes in, we're going to match it. So if you were ever tempted to think, well, my gift can't do that much. No, man, you're helping provide hope to people that are putting their lives back together and getting your Way FM on the air, keeping your Way FM on the air for yourself and your family, as well as other people too. So your gift right now through Monday is going to be matched dollar for dollar. So if it's a $500 gift, it becomes $1,000. If it's a $30 a month gift, it becomes a $60 a month gift. So there is no small gift. It all goes to make a difference and hopefully bring hope to people who are kind of hurting, regardless of what what storm they've just walked through. So text the word GIVE to 91979 if you want to help with our biggest kickoff ever to support drive at $55,000 in this match to make a difference for and with your Way FM right now. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Isn't it nice to know sometimes that you're not the only one that does something? That's why we do Am I Weird? Because you tell us that thing that you think, or maybe have been told, oh, that's weird, and we'll let you know if that's the case or not. You know, you either learn, oh, yeah, maybe that is weird, maybe I should make some changes, or, hey, cool, Betty does this as well, or whatever, or Gavin does this too. I'm not alone. We're all weird together.
That's exactly what I was going to say. We're all weird together.
All right, so I'll start one off, okay? Am I weird? Because I take vitamins every day, but not in the normal way. They're chewable vitamins. They're gummies, which is great because I'm a big child. But the way I decide the dosage of my vitamins is I shake them. I shake them in my hand, and whatever falls out in my hand, that's what I take. I figure, how bad could vitamins be for you?
Could you say how many, like, what's the maximum that can
fall out? Yesterday, four hit my hand, and then one hit the floor, so I had 3.5. Well, it had a hair on part of it. So,
I'm sure that for you,
yes,
it probably says take two a day.
Maybe. I don't know.
And to me, I don't think it's smart. Okay. Like, you wouldn't say someone should do this if it was medication. You just
jiggle it around, fall, and see what happens. These are gummy vitamins.
Yeah, but having too much of a certain vitamin can be harmful.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
I've read into it.
You went to doctor school?
No, I didn't go to doctor school, but I have read into it that you can have too much of certain vitamins.
But like if I have four one day and two the next day, or one, because sometimes they get stuck together and like only one comes out, so I go, that's the Lord telling me, just have one today.
No,
yeah.
That is not the
is that, okay, is that weird?
Yes.
Okay, all
and
right.
And actually bad.
Okay, I didn't think it was weird. I thought everyone did it that way, but apparently not. All right, 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that thing? Thing you do, not the vitamin thing, that's mine, but what is that thing that you do that you've been told is a little off kilter, maybe a little weird, and we'll sit here and we'll walk you through it and see if it really is or not. Maybe it just makes you special, makes you you, your little idiosyncrasies.
Are you trying to justify your actions?
I totally am. 855-33-WAY-FM. Let's go. Am I weird? Because we'll do it now. What do you got?
All right, so I started this about 3 years ago, but I do not wash my hair.
Oh, what? Okay, I'm tracking with you. Guys, we have short hair. It's not that big of a deal. Now, you rinse it off every day, right?
Yes, yes. I rinse it very thoroughly, but I found out about 3 years ago that I really just don't have to wash my hair. It never gets oily. It's never a problem. It never smells bad. So I haven't washed my hair.
I can see Betty Rock's judgmental face. I can see it. I have the benefit of seeing that. But, Rock, you don't wash your hair every week.
No. That's why I'm curious. Yeah. Chris, how do you do it? Because, I mean, I'm on board.
You use dry shampoo, right, Rock?
Yeah, do you use dry shampoo, Chris?
No, I don't. I've been told my hair even smells kind of good, which is weird, but...
Wait, do you, like, take a bar of soap and rub soap in
it? You just... Here's
water.
What you do. Water is you're getting a shower, and then you just kind of run it through your hair and kind of mix it in your hair, and then just wash your hair back, wipe your hair back, and then, like, once a month, I will use shampoo, but I do the same thing. I just rinse it off every day. I've had the same bottle of shampoo for 2 years now.
No, you haven't.
I have.
Yeah.
I'm saving so much money. A literal fortune I'm saving. So, Chris, I gotta tell you, dude, you're just like me, and that means you are definitely not weird.
No, you're weird.
Yeah, I agree with Wally. We're not weird.
Well, did you just hear what you had to say, though? I agree with Wally. Yeah. Wally's on my team.
Exactly.
We're not weird.
Yeah, perfect.
That in itself is weird.
What do you got?
Okay, so the only way I eat my cereal is I have to pour a bowl of milk, put it in the freezer until the top of it freezes, and then I pour in my cereal and eat it.
Wow. Okay, I've never heard of this. And I'm a cereal connoisseur. I love me some cereal. I like cold milk as well. But taking it to this level, you're kind of an innovator. What does it do? Like, does it help the cereal somehow?
Yeah, it keeps the cereal to where it doesn't get soggy fast.
Now, do you have any science to prove this? Or is it just kind of a thing you've always done?
Well, yeah, I've done it for a long time now, but I'm a slow eater. So if after I get like maybe the fourth bite, cereal's already soggy. I'm like, okay, let me just stick it in the freezer for a while and maybe I can get through this whole bowl of cereal. And so That's what I do, and it works.
Now, traditionally, the way I've done it up to this point is I'll pour all my milk first and then little bits of cereal, and I'll only eat enough until it won't go soggy. Like, that's how I do it. But I'm going to try this milk thing. That's amazing.
I think it's a bit weird.
You know what might be good? Like, let's just take this up a notch while we're here. We're in the think tank. We're spitballing. What else is frozen milk? Ice cream. Let's just have ice cream with cereal. I love it. This is such a great day, Latricia.
Uplifting WayFM.
Stories that
accentuate the positive.
It's the Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
I love seeing people come together to celebrate or mourn something that has had like a great impact on the community. If it's a thing that's been really positive, or if maybe it's something that's being lost. And that was the case when close to 500 people in Salt Lake City gathered together for a memorial service for a town favorite Mexican restaurant called Rancheritos.
Nice. I get
500 people.
I get having that local place that you're super passionate about, and if it doesn't survive, you're sad, you know? Even if the food wasn't that great, but it was like a thing that was yours.
Yeah, like you create these memories of a place that you spent, you know, if you went to like your favorite college restaurant, you were like, I was there for 4 years every week.
To give you a little bit of perspective here, I know with Betty Rock, if her mama passed away, she would take off 2 bereavement days. If catfish camp closes down, she's out for a week.
We wouldn't see her for a while.
Yeah.
It's the best restaurant.
I know, right?
You don't get it.
No, I do. That's what I'm saying. And I won't even question that, you know?
And so at this memorial service for Rancheritos, there were speeches from people. There were poems.
Like a eulogy.
There was poems written by people. And there was one woman who sang her heart out to the tune of Leonard Cohen's song, Hallelujah.
So she did a parody to this song?
Yes, instead of Hallelujah, she has Rancheritos.
Oh, it kind of works. Rancheritos. And everybody jumping in. Rancheritos. That's so good.
And this all to say is that they had this memorial service. Yeah. The restaurant's actually not closing. It's actually only temporarily closed.
Oh, that's so funny.
Them to make like improvements on the store. But I think people still wanted to have this event regardless.
That's funny. Somebody found out. They're like, don't tell anybody. We've all gathered here. Just go with it, okay? It was like when I found out that I had heard that Betty White died. I was really sad. Mm-hmm. And it was a headline before she passed away. And it was D-Y-E-D. Betty White dyed her hair. And I missed it. I was like, oh, I'm so bummed. I love Betty White, and then I had to relive it later, the seriousness of it.
Yeah, I'm just curious if they're gonna do this again when like the store opens up. Are you gonna have people come back out and sing the song again?
Yeah, well, can you make that happy? Put it in a major key, maybe, you know? I don't know. Oh, there you go. I love passion, even if it's misguided. Speaking of passion, there are a lot of people that are passionate about the ministry of Way FM and what we do here every day, and we are so thankful for that. We had some people step up here because we go to Support Drive next week, and we had some people step up and say, hey, we want to help give you a good kickoff to this bad boy. How about $55,000? What?
Yeah.
The biggest Support Drive pre-launch we've ever had. Your gift is going to be matched dollar for dollar if you choose to give now or between now and Monday the 17th. So we could get you in, and your gift, whatever it is, gets doubled.
Yeah, so if you can be a part of this biggest match, this $55,000 match, text the word give to 91979. That's give to 919.
And it makes a huge difference to go into something with already a head start. Like, imagine if you were in a race and you were racing like Usain Bolt. What's his first name?
Usain.
It is Usain. Okay, I got it right. Sports, I'm so iffy on. And they're like, okay, you're going to race the fastest man in the world and you're going to start at the same point. You're like, I'm not going to do that. There's no way I could win. But they go, okay, it's a 100-yard dash and we're going to give you 90 yards. You know, you're like, okay, I'll take that. I'll do that. Because you got a shot at it then. And so that's what these people have done. They've given us a shot. It's starting out early and already having a little bit going. So if you'd love to be part of that, if you love the ministry of Way FM, let us get you in right now. Just text the word give to 91979 and thank you for what you do for your Way FM. uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little best worst joke here. The way it works is you'll have two jobs if you want to win a prize. One, sit in judgment of our jokes, who had the best worst joke. And we know they're bad jokes. That's the whole point of it. But tell us which one you like the best. And then you give us a joke. And if we cannot steal your punchline, you will win a prize. And we'll put up our jokes for contention here. And if we steal somebody else's punchline, then their joke is out of the running. Who feels particularly good about theirs? Who's feeling funny today?
I am.
Lady Rock, want to start us off. Okay, what do you got?
What's the difference between the bird flu and the swine flu?
Oh, man.
Oh, do you know
I've heard it before.
One requires treatment, and the other an ointment.
Yeah. Very good. What?
I think we stole that.
No, you didn't.
No. We said ointment at the same
time. Half.
Nope.
Okay, not a bad offering, Rock. I'm going to tell you, I don't mind that. That's pretty funny. Gavin.
Okay, where did Captain Hook buy his hook?
Oh, dadgummit. I hate when you know a joke and you can't think of it.
One-hand thrift shop or one-hand store.
Second-hand store.
No!
Second-hand store.
You led him to that.
Yes. Thank you, Rock. Team effort. Gavin's out. Okay.
Man.
Oh, that was pretty good. Okay, so here's mine. How did God create the first Scottish woman?
Woman? He said, they will never take a threat.
Very close. From the McRib. There you go.
Yeah.
Took her a second.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really that good?
Katie sent me that, and she said, I got it from an old Phil Vischer from VeggieTales podcast.
Oh,
so there
so
you go.
Good.
All right, so you have two jokes to choose from, Betty Rock's and mine. You tell us which is the best worst joke, but then you tell us a joke, and if we cannot steal your punchline, you will win a prize. If you want to play, 855-33-WAY-FM. We love having you on the show with us. That's how you do it, 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Galen, welcome to Best Worst Joke. So now you got two jobs. First, let's get business out of the way. You need to tell us who had the best worst joke between these two jokes. Betty Rock, we'll start with you.
What is the difference between the bird flu and the swine flu? One requires treatment and the other an ointment.
I gotta tell you, I don't hate that joke, actually. And mine is, how did God create the first Scottish woman? From the McRib.
Wah,
there you go.
Wah.
Galen, where are you going? Which is the best worst joke?
I'm going to go ahead and go with Wally's.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you, good sir. You know comedy. Now, Galen, you have to tell us a joke. If we cannot steal your punchline, you're going to win a prize. What do you got?
If it took a hen a day to lay an egg a day, how long would it take for a cross-eyed grasshopper to pick the seeds out of a dill pickle?
Yeah.
I'm so lost.
What?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not even going to try.
You give up?
Yeah.
So did he.
There you go, Galen. There was no way we were stealing that punchline, which means, good sir, you are not only funny, you're a winner.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show with Mind Blown.
Mind Blown.
Mind Blown.
This is where I attempt to make you the most interesting person in any room that you walk into. A meeting, a social situation, does not matter. You just hold on to these little factoids that I give you, and then you bust them out at the perfect time in a conversation, and you will be interesting. So we're hanging out. We're actually in a conference room today. We've just finished a meeting, and Betty and I are talking, and you know, stomachs are growling and stuff like that. We just got to get out of here for this meeting. And Gavin walks up, and he's like, "Hey guys,
yeah, we got like you know McDonald's coming in for lunch. Can you give me a fast food fact now that we're speaking of McDonald's?"
Oh, speaking of McDonald's, I can actually do that. You know, KFC, obviously, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Very good.
Yeah, lovely. Love what they're doing in the chicken arts. But did you know that KFC actually had a sister restaurant back in the 1960s?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Betty, did you know this? Because you love food and fast food.
I didn't have any idea. Is it like a chicken noodle place?
A good guess, but no. And then you ingratiate the person you're talking to. Even if it was dumb, you'd say, "Hey, that's really interesting." See how you do this? Okay. And then you say, no, it's actually, it was called Kentucky Roast Beef and Ham.
Oh, they kept literally, the Kentucky part of it.
They kept the Kentucky part, Kentucky Roast Beef and Ham, but it was unable to turn a profit, and so it went away. And then Arby's somehow magically cracked the code. So, yeah, there you go. Betty Rock, then you would chime in, because we've been connecting here.
Yeah, all of this junk food, fast food talk has given me a tender tummy moment.
Yeah.
And I like to be more health conscious. So can you give me a healthy food factoid?
I actually can. Did you know that you can actually burn calories, you know, to maintain your health without dieting or exercise? That your brain, just by thinking, burns calories? Did you know that?
Oh. I wonder if my overthinking burns even more calories.
It probably does, actually. They say that you can burn 320 calories a day just by thinking. And if you're thinking harder on certain things, then it actually is more than that. They listed childbirth as one of the biggest ones.
Oh, boy.
yeah, and don't underestimate the sweating with that, too. Yeah, there's a lot of weight being lost there, including the human. Just thinking. Did you know that your brain runs on 12 watts of power? I did not know this. So basically, it's about the fifth of running a 60-watt light bulb is what your brain requires energy-wise.
And that's
when
amazing.
You think, it takes up more and it burns calories when you're thinking. So you could literally burn 10 calories an hour just thinking really hard about stuff.
Maybe that's how I maintain my weight, is by having
that's
to think
true.
Really hard.
You're so little. You must be thinking of a lot of stuff. What's going on in there right now? I'd love to know.
How I want to get out of this conversation.
Yes, exactly. She's thinking really hard to do that. Being the parent of like a little kid, I think, has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. And some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you got to watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama. And PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, and I have to tell you,
you cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept, and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Rock Report with Betty Rock.
I would imagine if any of us were given the chance to go to space, we would come back down to Earth amazed. I mean, amazed at the vastness of space and how powerful God is.
Yeah, to see his handiwork. I was amazed at Chris Tomlin doing his indescribable thing with Louis Giglio. When you see how big space is, I'd be like, wow, what an amazing experience.
Yeah, but about a year ago, when well-known actor William Shatner was given the opportunity to be a part of the crew on board Blue Origin New Shepard, which would be suspended into space for 10 minutes, Shatner thought, oh, when I come back down to Earth, man, it's going to be like a celebration. It's going to be amazing. But he actually said when he got back, he was hit with an overwhelming sadness, almost like a depression.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he said that what caused his feelings of depression was his ability to see from space the miracle that is Earth and how it's able to sustain us as a place to live. But we're confronted constantly in the news, the media, with how mankind is gradually destroying it.
Oh, that's interesting. So he sees it from an environmental state, like, and it brought him a sense of hopelessness.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
So he said all of these thoughts made him sad, of course, but then he found something hopeful in it. He said that he hopes that by sharing his own experience of seeing that seeing Earth from that point of view, that he can inspire others to see the blessing that Earth is and how we can start now by doing better to care for it.
See, I could see coming back from space from a faith-based perspective and almost being sad too. Like, I just saw some of the splendor of God without all of the brokenness, and it's just beauty. And then I get back down here and I'm surrounded by broken things. I could see how that would be, you know, sad.
And I don't know William Shatner's faith.
Right.
You know, I can't judge that, but it does sound like he never mentioned anything about God.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't see how you could go into space and not feel God, you know?
Right?
But I'll tell you, like, it's one of those things. Hopelessness is something that happens to everybody in different forms every day. And that's why the Ministry of Way FM is so important, that it's there constantly reminding people of hope. It's there constantly reminding them that there's a God out there in this big blue yonder that loves them and loves them so much that he died for them, which is next level. And that's part of the message that we share every day here at Way FM. And we thank all the people that support this ministry and keep it going, because without you that listen and support it, we don't exist. And so we have our support drive coming up next week, which means this week we're trying to get a head start on that. We had some people put up $55,000 in a huge dollar-for-dollar match, that if you want to be part of the hope that goes on and makes a difference in people's lives, your best gift, whatever that is, whether it's a single gift of $250, it would be $500, or $500 becomes $1,000, or your monthly gift at $30 becomes $60 a month. However you choose to get involved right now, to give us a head start on Support Drive next week would be amazing. And these people put it up generously, so take as much of that as you want, double as much as you want, and help Your Way FM.
So be a part of this dollar for dollar match by texting the word GIVE to 91979. That's GIVE to 91979.
Working for a living, never had a working. I'm taking what they're giving, because I'm working for a living.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And while there are a lot of jobs, you still need to separate yourself from the rest of the applicants. And a lot of times people find ways to do this creatively. Like, there was a lady that wanted to get her foot in the door at this huge company. She always wanted to work for Nike. But they weren't hiring, but it didn't stop her. Like, she was like, okay, I'm going to go for this anyway. So she talked to a colleague of hers, and he was like, well, you got to do better. Show up in a creative way. So what she did was she got a cake and had her resume put on the cake and all icing and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And it was legible. You could read it. It was really well done. But then she had to deliver the cake all the way across the country to Nike's headquarters.
Uh-oh.
And she couldn't do that, so she got with someone on Instacart. So she had to manipulate a lot of moving pieces. It had to be there at a specific time, and the Instacart person had to deliver it and do it right and make sure it wasn't smudged and stuff. So she actually worked with the Instacart person and coordinated the thing. The Instacart lady takes the cake to Nike and goes to drop it off, and the person goes, okay, just leave it here. And the Instacart lady was like, no, I have specific instructions to only hand it to and watch this person, the hiring person, take the cake.
Wow.
And what's great about this is the Instacart lady even had her kid with her. Like,
oh my goodness.
Like, she was like, just not, she's got her kid on her hip and the cake in her hand. She's not going anywhere.
That's dedication.
Yeah, so this mom is crushing it for this other lady that wants the job. So they get the guy, he comes down, gets the cake from her, and takes the cake. And sadly, she didn't get the job.
Which is crazy.
I know.
She put so much effort and money into that.
But here's a cool part of that is the girl who was the Instacart driver, it inspired her. She's like, I want to be more. I want to go back to school. I want to do better. I want a better job. And so now she's being mentored by this other lady, and she's kind of pouring into her life and helping her beef up her resume and stuff like that. Making cakes so she can put a resume on it. I don't know.
I mean, it's kind of, it's a brazen tactic, because it didn't work for this one girl.
But what it did was it led to a lot of, she got a bunch of other job offers. Once the story went viral, it was other people saying, good. Hey, we want you too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So really cool. And I am curious, like, have you ever done anything creatively to set yourself apart when applying for a job? Like, I almost had one of my first radio jobs, they almost called the bomb squad.
Yeah.
On my resume.
That's not a
doesn't
yeah.
sound
good
at
all.
That's a bad thing.
Really? Okay. I didn't realize, I didn't intend for it to be that way, but I had a friend that worked there. That's how she got me the person's name that did the hiring. I sent a completely brown paper package with no return address on it and wrapped it in paper and string and sent it there. And it had a jack in the box in it that when you... It would pop up and it had its little hands and it would spread a sign and it said, I heard you like people who think out of the box. Super creative, right?
That is.
Yeah. And the problem was, though, the jack in the box was making noise and it was a radio station that had had a bomb threat before. And so they were all super paranoid of it. And they were going to call the cops. But finally, somebody's like, well, let's just try to open it. And they opened it.
And those were his last words.
Exactly. No, I got the job. Like, how great is that, huh?
I don't know.
They talked about that every day, like for a while once I got there. It was like legend in that office. So, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. I'd love to hear your creative way that you use to apply for a gig to separate yourself from the others. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Ben, have you ever done something to set yourself apart creatively while on the job hunt?
Yes. So I sent a cover letter, and I knew there would be a bunch of them applying, and I didn't want it to be generic. So I just simply put on there to the hiring manager, and it said, I'm your Frodo to the ring. There's no need for a quest. And signed my name and sent it in. That was my cover letter, and it got me an interview. The hiring manager called me back. She was like, okay. So I saw your cover letter, and I thought, there's no way I can't at least give this guy a shot.
That's great.
And it was cool to get a phone call back based on that.
Now, did you know that the hiring lady might have been a Lord of the Rings fan, or you just are and you took a shot?
Well, it was with Curse Gaming, a gaming company here where I live, and so I figured if ever it could work, maybe there was a better shot for it then than any other time, and I guess it worked.
That's awesome. The next level of that, if you ever want to do it again, is have it hand-delivered by a hobbit.
Oh, absolutely. That would be amazing.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This year's the Wally Show. We're going to give you three rapid-fire good news stories, a little roundup, if you will, of good news to make you feel better about the world that we live in because it can be kind of a bummer some days. So good news, giddy up. Gavin, good sir, go.
North Dakota State College of Science actually has a football team.
Oh, wow.
And they've been in the news recently because they've got a player this year on their team who is 49 years old.
What?
His name is Ray, and he plays defensive lineman. He spent almost 2 decades in the Army and the National Guard before going back to school to study business management. The last time he played football was his senior year of high school, more than 30 years
wow.
ago. I think I'd be actually pretty terrified of any aged Army vet running at
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
No matter what.
That guy's got life experience.
Yeah.
And maybe even a little PTSD, so I would be very scared of him. Sorry, good news. I forgot. Betty Rock, go.
I just found a company that I am in full support of, the outdoor clothing brand REI. They announced that they are never doing Black Friday again.
Yes.
I'm in full support of this because, I mean, I feel sorry for the employees that actually have to work Black Friday. It cannot be
And all the people
earth.
Acting the fool, rushing yes. the place and things like that.
Exactly.
So what are they doing?
So instead, they're giving all 16,000 of their employees a paid day off
nice.
To enjoy some time outdoors.
Oh, I like that.
That's really cool. A great thing.
Close on Black Friday, do something different. And they made the news, too, because of it. Good on
now,
them.
Now, hopefully they don't do, like, Black Thursday. Or
yeah, exactly. Yeah, they flipped the script. This is super cool. There's a 23-year-old named Chris. He became the first person with Down syndrome to complete an Ironman race.
Oh. That's awesome.
That is a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike ride, and then a full marathon at 26.2.
Mm-mm.
He finished in 16 hours and 31 minutes with almost a full half hour to spare between the 17-hour cutoff. I couldn't do any of that.
No.
Like, I couldn't even, I mean, I don't think I could do any of that, honestly.
I know, you couldn't do any of that.
Okay, I didn't need that. I made the statement on my own. Just let it lay there. That's just adding insult to injury. But good on this guy, man. Nicely done, Chris. I'm sure that'll be inspiration for other people with Downs as well. And that's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.